It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back into Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago. Today is October the 23rd here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock. It's the end of October, which means playoffs. Yep. Playoffs for two teams that are starting up playoff journeys this week. Men's soccer will host a playoff game this Tuesday. Football will head on the road for football on Friday. We'll have head coaches Jose Vital and Brian Hill later on in the show. But we'd like to open up with one team that's already started their playoff journey and is going on to state for the first time in 3 years. Volleyball head coach Justin Bailey joins us now here on Buff Talk. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Coach, congratulations on making it to states for the first time in 3 years. One of the first things you mentioned last week is that these kids would know how much playing sub-states at home would mean because of having to travel in the past. How much does that help the way you played?
I think it had a tremendous effect on our kids. And more than anything, I think it just gave them a confidence, you know, going in. It was a familiar atmosphere, familiar fans, you know, that kind of thing. And so they knew what they needed to do, and they had the support that they needed to get it done.
You mentioned the turnout was really good on Saturday, too.
It was good. We had a good student section. We had a DJ. Obviously, the video board was a perk. If you haven't seen that, that's definitely something to check out. But we had all kinds of stuff going on, and it was a really cool place.
So that Friday, knowing that you didn't have to bus to Wichita or Lawrence earlier that morning, was that a relief?
It really was. I mean, we just tried to keep it as normal as possible, which I would say it's probably more abnormal that we're at home. But as far as the day went on Saturday, we kind of got them up early, and they worked out with Coach Mai, our softball coach, first thing in the morning. And we did some serve and pass and film and try to just keep them together to kind of calm their nerves a little bit and try to keep it normal.
Yeah, I saw that you had a team workout, watched some film. You said you wanted to take the jitters out. Take me through that decision. Was that something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, they knew they wanted to, you know, obviously win sub-state, but there's just a lot of outside noise and distraction sometimes with a goal like that. And so the fact that we were at home, we got to make it our own, and I thought probably the best thing was to keep them together, you know, keep them loose, and you know, just, I don't know, take some of the pressure off, I guess. So they have a great relationship with Coach Mai, and so I think, you know, that's how they start their day every day, is in 0 hour waits. And so we wanted to keep that obviously going and kind of get them loose and, you know, just, I don't know, kind of distract them a little bit from the task at hand, I guess.
No, that's fair. And that's one thing I actually want to talk about is you said you wanted to keep things normal, but around this time when it's winter, go home, is it hard to keep things normal per se?
For sure. It's definitely hard just because, you know, it's a high stakes situation, and, you know, we don't want our seniors to, we don't want their season to end. And, you know, we get all of those things too, but I think in order for them to play loose and to play their game, they have to have a sense of calm. And so that's what we try to create for them.
When did you learn that you needed that kind of sense of calmness?
I don't know. Cause honestly, I'm super competitive, so it's hard for me sometimes, but I know that, you know, you hear all the time that players, they feed off their coaches and that kind of thing. So I've learned over the years that, you know, if I want to get them fired up, I got to get fired up a little bit. And if I want them to stay calm, I have to, you know, help them navigate that too. And it's challenging for sure. I'm sure anyone that was there on Saturday saw that. but, you know, you just try to keep them as, you know, onto the next ball as possible.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel the nerves come out in that first match the way you would have wanted them to?
We definitely had a sluggish start, I would say, against Wichita Southeast. But, you know, I think it was maybe 12-11 or something like that in the first set. And I called a timeout and I just told them all to take a deep breath because it was, you could tell that they were a little tense and they didn't want to screw up. And, you know, they were focused on, you know, maybe what was next instead of what was in front of them. And so once we collectively took a deep breath and just said, hey guys, settle in and let's play, they did. And so I'm glad that they went through that. So they experienced what it was like when you play too tight, as opposed to when you just relax and and play the game.
And how big was the difference between that first timeout and after the timeout?
Well, I believe it was Camden Carr. She went back there and popped off probably four or five serves in a row, and everybody you could see was just, you know, their shoulders just kind of deflated a little bit in a good way. Like, okay, we're going to be all right.
I actually wanted to ask about Cam. I saw she had four service aces in that first match against Wichita Southeast. How important was that in that match?
It was huge. And not even in Wichita Southeast, but there were times in the campus match when we were stuck in rotation one of all rotations to get stuck in. But on our bench, we keep track of streaks, like what rotations we're scoring in and which ones are the most effective. And so I called a timeout, and I was like, the next one's the big one. That's when Cam goes back there. That's when Cam does her thing. And in both matches, we were really effective in that rotation, and it had a lot to do with Cam's serves.
You mentioned not wanting to have these seniors kind of go out early. As Cam is one of these seniors that's been so vocal, how much does she mean to this team?
She is extremely important to what we're doing. Her, Lexi, and Beanie. I've known those guys for a long time. And, it wasn't really until last year that I got to know Cam and Lexi and Beanie, just because they'd spent some time on JV and we had a big class before them. And I have thoroughly enjoyed watching them this season kind of come into their own and be leaders, and to see them have this kind of success is it's really special. You know, you wish this kind of success for every senior class, but these guys, you know, they waited their turn and they've trusted the process and they've been coachable, and I'm just really proud that they're having the season that they're having.
How are those three different than last senior classes?
I don't know necessarily what sets them apart. I think the people around them have more experience. It's just been a couple years since we've had, an experienced team, I guess. And so they've had a lot of support, and I think that's taken a lot of pressure off of them and allowed them to kind of shine in different ways.
So you wound up taking care of business pretty easily in that first match, despite kind of the nervy start. You wanted straight sets against Southeast. How was your team able to get it done in that first one?
We had a game plan going in to do what we do and not necessarily focus so much on what Southeast does, just because in our prep, you know, leading up to Substate, we focused a lot on campus. And so I didn't want to overwhelm them with every little thing that Southeast did. So we just focused on serving tough and going fast on offense. And once we started doing those things and executing, things just kind of fell into place.
Well, you talk about a team that, you know, you're trying to make sure you take care of your own business before you think about the other team. How much confidence does this team have in themselves after the regular season?
It's definitely improved, you know, after a big win like what we had on Saturday. And I was just kind of waiting all season for it to finally click. We've had kids that have great matches, and then, you know, two or three matches later, they struggle a little bit, and we've just never collectively been on the same page. And you could really see that on Saturday. Like, I couldn't name, you know, one or two people that, man, they just really crushed it on Saturday. It was a collective effort. Everyone was on their game, and so I think that's got to give them some confidence moving forward.
I think we talked about it last week, kind of the balance of a team. You know, every team is as strong as their weakest link is. To be able to have that balance going right now, how important is that?
It's huge. I know that these kids, they haven't stepped on the big stage yet, and that's kind of what we've been talking about. So it's something we talked about in practice today, too. It's like, you know, every once in a while you can get away with, you know, maybe you go on a 2 or 3 point run, and then you kind of fight your way back in. But with the competition that we're going to face this week, it's your margin for error is a little smaller. And so we just kind of have to focus on execution and knowing how to stop runs.
Getting that a little later, we're talking to Trista Bailey. If you're just joining us here on Buff Talk, about her team's performance in Substates, moving on to states for the first time in 3 years. We mentioned there's not a lot of whole room of margin for error. One thing that I noticed in your second game against campus, your team's aces were at nearly, or your, excuse me, your serves were at nearly 93%. Did that surprise you?
A little bit. Serving has been, I don't know, pretty inconsistent, I would say, throughout the season, but one thing that we talk about in our gym is, like, you know, there's really no value in having your serving percentage be 100 if you don't have any aces, you know? So it's more like our ace to error ratio and how tough we're serving. So I don't mind when kids miss serves, if as long as they're being aggressive with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so 93% along with the number of aces we had, like that's solid. And you can definitely tell that that's something that we've been focusing on, because in normal situations, we have times when we go back there and we'll have a server or two miss in a row, and that just kills us. But we served well on Saturday.
Have you felt them get more aggressive with their serves as the season's gone on?
For sure. I mean, that's something we work on every day in practice, whether it's pre-practice or, you know, when we're working on serve receive or whatever. I mean, we get dots out, we get noodles out, you know, and give them targets, and we kind of do one-on-one stuff, passer versus server, and just to try to get them to be aggressive. You know, and I think over the last couple of years, you can tell that, that they've gained some confidence in that skill.
Kind of curious when you bring up, you know, kind of different props that you use. You're someone that's very competitive, but also you got to bring out the fun side in it. What do you say is the most fun drill that you've done with the team this year? The one they enjoy the most?
I don't, volleyball related or?
I mean, honestly, I just kind of want to go off a limb. Sure.
So we've done fun Fridays in the past. And a lot of times we would do like, you know, they would dress up, like we would have like an Adam Sandler day or like neon or whatever it is, you know, anything but a water bottle, stuff like that. And I usually let them pick because if you ask them, I'm not fun, which is fine. I get it. But we do like this year, instead of more like the theme Fridays, we've been doing games. And so I follow Creighton Volleyball on Instagram, and they've been doing like minute to win it kind of stuff, you know, every once in a while. And so the best one I think we did was we did a fencing game before practice on a Friday. And I mean, that was as competitive as we've been in a while. So we're going to say that that was the one.
What did you use for fencing?
They actually just like one-on-one with their hands and kind of going against each other.
That's
completely
hilarious.
Ridiculous, but brought out some competitiveness, which was fun. So.
Did you get any other ideas from like D1 volleyball programs like that?
Yeah, we're always creeping them on social media. I mean, you know, we got to stay up with the times a little bit, even from like graphics to stuff like that. We just want to, you know, find different ways to get our kids motivated. So.
For sure. I think you're fun, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Just wanted to get that out there. You mentioned that you did a lot of good things on score receive on Saturday. Can you take me through that?
Yeah, I don't have the stats in front of me, but we always focus on passing like at least a 2.2 in our serve receive, and I think that's kind of what we hit on Saturday. And we bounced back really quickly. You know, like we might have someone that, you know, gets aced or we shank a pass or something, and then we just kind of turned right back around and made the next best thing happen. And I think that shows the level of maturity that our back row has. I mean, we only have 4 primary passers, so 4 kids are taking 100% of the balls, and they've definitely gotten tougher back there and executed for us when we needed them to.
I was going to ask that, actually. How much has their maturity grown from, you know, August, September to now?
It's been huge. I mean, you know, we've changed liberos, and we've changed what our serve receive looks like, and you know, we put the kids in pressure situations in practice to try to recreate that. And I think, I mean, it's improved this year, but in comparison to even where we were a year or two ago, it's insane how much better they've gotten back there.
Was that a big thing to grow from 2 years ago? You kind of wanted to say, hey, I want to be a lot better at the back a couple years from now.
Yeah. I mean, serve and pass is just an absolute game changer in the world of volleyball. So we work on it every day. We stress it every day, and they know that they're going to get a lot of, heat from me just because it all comes back down to our passers. And I think that they've recognized that that is their job and that is their responsibility. And it's not, you know, it's not anything to shy away from. It's more like a privilege. Like if Coach Bailey's going to put you back there to pass, like that's a good thing. You know, she trusts you to get it done. And I think that they've kind of flipped the script on that a little bit.
Talk me through the celebration right after getting that final point against campus. How awesome was that?
It was, it was amazing. I, you always want your kids to experience that. And one thing I've learned is just to let them celebrate. You know, you're always like, okay, you know, we got to go shake hands and be good sports. But then it's also like, you know what? You've earned this. And if you want to dive on the floor and you want to cry and you want to go run and hug your sister or whatever it is, like, go do that, because those moments are fleeting. And so as coaches, we just kind of sat back and let them do their thing. And, you know, it was incredible. And it reminds you, like, that's why you do what you do, to get to see kids feel that kind of emotion and that much pride in what they've accomplished.
So you can let them have fun.
I'm getting better.
So you go on to Friday. Congratulations again on making it to states. You head out to Salina. One thing that I mentioned to you a little before we got on is you play 3:30, then you kind of have some time off between 3:30 to around 6 o'clock when you got to warm up again. Then you play 6:30 and 7:30. On those situations where you got to wait that 2 hours and a half, 3 hours per se, what do you like to do with the team to make sure that they stay focused?
Well, I think there's a balance between, you know, keeping them focused and watching the matches, you know, because we're going to be seeing the other two teams that we play. So obviously we want to get a sense for that too. But also you want to just, you know, kind of let them enjoy the experience a little bit too. And at the state tournament, they kind of have it locked down. So like normally, you know, when we'd maybe, I don't know, go eat together or do something like that, we don't really have the time or the means to do that. So it's definitely a challenge trying to plan a day like that, but it's all part of it, and I think they'll be fine.
What's the focus going to be on practice this week to make sure that you're ready?
Well, we just kind of break down offense, defense, and then team stuff. We just try to focus on one or two things a day and get them in and out as quickly as possible. I mean, at this point in the season, it's tweaking a few things here and there and emphasizing a few things, but trying not to overwhelm them with all of the things. So we spent today's practice mostly just talking like what the week's going to look like and, you know, give them the itinerary, answer all the questions, because it's just such a new experience for them. It's like, we're here, now what, you know? So kind of going through the practicalities of that. And then, so just wanted to kind of get that out there, and then we'll focus on, you know, a couple skills moving forward.
I know there's obviously a lot of time before Saturday, but how prepared do you feel this group is ready to take on the challenge in Salina?
I think they're ready. You know, this is what they've dreamed of. Like, they want to be there, and it's kind of like deer in the headlights a little bit too, you know, because they've seen it from like a spectator point of view. I mean, I remember several years ago looking up into the stands when we were at state and seeing some of these girls, you know, their little fourth, fifth grade selves up there. And so they've seen it as a spectator, but it's definitely different. And I told them today, I said, the girls are a little taller, lights are a little brighter, but at the end of the day, you know, it's volleyball. And so we're going to go out there and give it our best shot.
Are you going to use that kind of like, hey, you've been here before, you've been waiting for this your whole lives, you know, in fourth grade, fifth grade, watching this before, watching some of your older siblings play. Now it's your opportunity, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely talk about that. And I'm sure they have fond memories of going and watching. And so I think more than anything, they're just so excited that dream is a reality. And I think that's kind of what brought out some of the emotions on Saturday, too. I mean, there were a lot of tears and just like disbelief that they got it done, you know. So I think some of that will come full circle.
Well, super happy for your team. Super excited to see what you guys can do on Saturday. Volleyball travels out to states to start the state tournament out in Salina at the Tony's Pizza Event Center. That is head coach Trista Bailey. Coach, congratulations again. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Make sure they have some fun, too.
Yes, of course.
When we come back here on Buff Talk, we're going to get into some of the sports that are starting up their playoff journeys this week. We'll have soccer coach Jose Vital. When we come back, you're live from Old Chicago. It's Buff Talk here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock.